Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing in the house, Lord. Praise God. Well, it's my distinct honor to bring the man of the hour to this pulpit, the pastor of this church, Brother Eddie Watson. I want you to know he needs you to preach with him. Yeah. Every preacher that preaches the gospel needs to preach the people to respond to the preaching of the word of the Lord. Why? Because the anointing flows from the pulpit to the pew. And it flows back from the pew to the pulpit. You preach so much better if you get to the Brother Watson
Praise God.
Praise God.
Testing 1, 2.
I'm glad to be in such a service.
Praise God. Yes.
As we have been in
yes.
So far. I believe the dead can be raised here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's nothing impossible.
But don't none of y'all die on me. Amen. Don't be nobody to die on me today.
No.
He ain't dying on my watch.
No.
Praise God. Amen. Thank God. I'm going to get the right one here today. Praise God.
I've already got the miracles across the
block with. Amen. Well, I got the scripture out of this. Praise the Lord. But good to be in the presence of God.
Oh, yes.
Amen. I like what I feel.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
And I feel what I like. Presence of the Lord is in this place.
Yes.
And I sure don't want it to be that I knew it not.
That's right.
But I'm glad that I know that the presence of the Lord is here.
Right. Well, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. If you have your Bible, turn with me to Psalms 148, verse 1. Amen. For our reading. Get it? Say, I got it. You don't say, wait on me. Praise God. Praise ye the Lord. That's what we've been doing.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun, moon, and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded that they were created. And they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy winds fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowls, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens and old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For His name alone is excellent.
His name alone?
Hallelujah. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of His people. The praise of all His saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto Him. Praise ye the Lord. A very powerful, amen, chapter. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach from this thought today. A strange thought, but I want the thought to catch you. Look at somebody beside you and say, watch it. I am contagious. Watch it. I am contagious. And I want you to know I watched it in action this morning. Amen. As people began to worship God. Amen. It got contagious in here. Amen. Everybody started worshiping the Lord. Amen. From the singing to the music to the guitar. Amen. To the organ to the piano. Amen. Everybody was praising the Lord. I come to tell you today, watch it. I am contagious. Amen. If you don't want to worship God, don't get by me. Come on, somebody. Yeah. in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm not ashamed to speak that name. And when I say Jesus, I want to say Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
For Jesus is the Christ.
Amen.
And I'm not ashamed of that.
Amen.
Somebody said, you go to Walmart, somebody knows how you are, so they come dodgy, you know, they don't want to get around you, Brother Jack. Because they know you go, hey, praise the Lord! So they don't want you to see them. And I catch them sneaking by the aisle trying to get away from me. And I run them down. Amen. And I get right in front of them. Praise the Lord! Grab them and hug them. Get them on the cheek. Amen. So I ain't never seen that in a long time. Hallelujah. We need it today, church. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. Can you imagine Jupiter, Pluto? That's all I can go. But I'll go the rest of all of them. Now, I get Brother Hooten up here, he could probably call them all out. Amen. But I don't know the name of all of them. But I do know this today, that every star in the heaven, He spoke it into existence. Amen. And He named, He not only spoke it into existence, but every star in the sky, He named every one of them. Amen. What are you talking about, preacher? Nobody can do that. Our God can do everything. All things. He is nothing our God can't do. I'm telling you this morning, Sister Haggins is in the hospital. Amen. But before this message is over, God can touch her. She can get out of the hospital and go home. Saints of God don't need to be in the hospital. Come on, somebody, get with me. I said, God's people don't need to be in the hospital. Amen. The best hospital they can get in is 4503 Frederick Avenue in Dundee, Florida. Right here. Amen. This is the hospital. This is where God raises the dead. This is where God opens the blind eyes. This is where God heals the sick. No matter what disease they are, no matter what it is, God can put that. Brother Joel's over here, a brand new valve in the heart. Not only can he do that, but he can give him a brand new heart. Amen. That when he goes back to the doctor, that the doctor says, no, we don't know what's going on. But he says, you got the heart of a 20-year-old. God, our God can do that. Nothing. The Bible said He had established them forever and ever. It's forever settled, church. He has made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons, as for my time. And all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy winds fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedar, beasts and all cattle, amen, even the cattle and even the beasts of the field worship Him.
That's right.
Are you hearing?
All of them.
All of them worship Him. And He said this, the heavens worship Him. The earth worships Him. And those that are underneath the earth are going to bow to Him. But let me tell you something else. Amen. That He's going to demand worship. He demands worship today. I said He Amen.
Amen.
And he said this, if you don't worship me, I'll cause the rocks to cry out in the wilderness. Can you imagine going by a big old border rock and it starts saying, thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah. My mind would come back. What have you been doing lately?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, somebody. What have you been doing lately? And watch it. If that rock's crying out in front of you, what have you been doing lately?
Yeah.
Ain't no rock going to take my place. Are you hearing me? Denominal church. Amen. The first time she ever went to a church of God, about scared her to death. She ran outside and they said, are you okay? She said, I'm just scared. Scared. Amen. Don't it look like she's too scared up here today? Amen. We don't get scared. You know when I get scared? It's when y'all don't do nothing.
Yeah.
I get scared when the church don't do nothing.
Yeah.
I get scared when the church ain't praying.
Yeah.
I get scared when the church won't stand to their feet.
Yeah.
And shout Jesus.
Yeah.
I get scared when nobody wants to worship Him. I get scared.
Yeah.
I know this ain't no beat message, but it sure is.
It's good.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm not there yet, so praise God. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent.
Yes.
Can somebody say His name is excellent?
Yes.
His glory is above the earth and heaven.
Amen.
He also exalted the horn, amen, which is the power of His people,
amen,
the praise of all His saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto Him. Praise ye the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And Israel is near unto God today.
Amen.
Even though they rejected Him, and even though that they turned their backs on Him, He still loves them.
Amen.
And I love Israel today.
Yes.
Amen. I love who Jesus is.
Right.
Amen. The heavenlies, He increases their strength. Earthly, He increases their strength. The deep, He increases their strength. And people, He increases their strength today. The scripture in Exodus 51 and 1 said, then sang Moses and all the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for He hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider, both have he thrown into the sea. Moses, amen, didn't get to go over it, amen, but he praised God that the people got to go over. And Exodus 15 and 2 says, the Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God. I will prepare Him. I will prepare Him an habitation. My Father's God. And I will exalt Him. Somebody want to exalt Him today.
Amen.
Continue to praise. Amen. Exodus 20. And Miriam. And I saw all of them tambourines, and I'll be honest with you. Tambourines has not been my favorite instrument. It's not been my favorite. Amen. But tambourines sound pretty good when they're in tune with the rest of the instrument. But when the tambourines get out of focus with the music, amen, it sounds like sounding brass. Amen. But can I tell you that tambourines have become more blessed to me.
Yes.
And then Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dance.
Yeah.
Now you got to understand something about Miriam. Miriam had talked bad about Moses.
Right.
And so when she talked bad about Moses, God struck her down with leprosy.
That's right.
And when God struck her down with leprosy, amen, Moses kind of got a little upset with God a little bit. Amen. And Moses said, we're not going anywhere because Miriam has got leprosy, and we're not leaving her behind. We're not leaving Miriam here. So you might as well, amen, to take the leprosy off of her so that we can get on with this. Amen. And so God spoke to Moses, and He said, if her father but spits in her face, I'll not change it. That's what He said. God was mad with Miriam for talking about Moses. And Moses was the one that should have been mad, not God. But Moses said, we ain't going nowhere. We're not moving. You're going to either heal her. You're going to either take the leprosy off of her. This is as far as we go. And God cleansed Miriam. And when He cleansed her, guess what she done? She went and got her a timbrel. They got one up here now. Oh, yeah, we do. And then go and let one on this platform if they did. But Mary impressed the temple. And she began to dance. Amen. And she began to, amen, worship. Amen, God. Why? She had something now. She knew that he was somebody she didn't need to. She didn't need to get upset for her again. Amen. And so here she is. Amen. And not only does she get it, but all of the women, can you imagine the women amongst 3.5 million people? Amen. Came out with temples. That's all I like about it. Help with this message. But with a timbrel, and the Bible said, suddenly, everybody say suddenly.
Suddenly.
There was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all doors were opened. I got ahead of myself. I may back up. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praise unto God. Amen. They began to worship the Lord. The prisoners heard them. Say, somebody heard me. Somebody heard me. Praising and worshiping God. And the Bible said, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all doors were opened, and everyone's bands, amen, were loosed. With the help of God, I'm going to preach now to you for a little while about being contagious. It didn't only get on Paul and Silas, but it got on the jailer that was kept taking care of the jail. Amen. And he even got so scared that he pulled out his sword and was going to cut his throat or kill himself. And he said, Paul said, hey, don't do yourself no harm. We're all here. Don't you understand? We're all worshiping in here. So we ain't wanting to go nowhere. You know, it's amazing when people start worshiping God, they're not turned around breaking their neck looking to see what time it is on the clock like that. Amen. Trying to see, amen, what time we can get out and go to, amen, the Manny's or somewhere to eat. Amen. They're worshiping God.
Right.
Amen. And he said, do yourself no harm, man. We're all here. We ain't gone nowhere. Now, the Bible teaches us that the jailer took them to his house, but before they got to his house, guess what they done? Paul and Silas baptized them. Hallelujah. They baptized them, and then they took them to his house, and he fed them, knowing that he could lose his life for letting them out of the prison. He'd lose his life. But he didn't care because he done got a hold of something.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. The song of Moses came out of Egypt with 3.5 million people building cities for Pharaoh. All they got was another lashing from it. God is getting ready to set the church free. Amen. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
God's getting ready to set the church free. You say, well, the church ain't bound. You need to tell your face in that. Sometimes our faces let us know more than what we speak. But the church is not bound today. But you've got to come out of Egypt today.
Amen.
Are you hearing it?
Amen.
You got to come out of Egypt.
Come on.
Egypt is the world.
Amen.
You got to come out of the world if you want what I got.
Amen.
If you want to get contagious and get what I got, man, when the COVID come out, everybody, I'm telling you, if you was in line, they said, make sure you're 6 feet from me. And everybody went in the store and they got this on their face. They were running around. Not knowing that every time somebody breathes, it catches in the mask. Now, I'm not against wearing masks. I'm not against it. But I'm telling you today, if the God has kept, amen, somebody like Sister Taylor all these years, and kept me all these years, it's going to keep us now. Amen. He's going to keep us now. You say you're preaching against them. Don't say I'm preaching against them. I do have to preach against my wife because she's going to wear them. When she goes in the stores, she's going to wear them. There ain't nothing wrong with that. But don't condemn me if I do.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
We don't need to condemn one another.
No.
We can praise God for one another.
Yes.
You notice, amen, when we got up here today, we didn't have somebody here like in a line with a whole bag of microphone covers.
Yeah.
I got to put another cover on. Hold on, Holy Ghost. Hold on, Holy Ghost. I got to put another cover on before the next one gets to it.
Oh.
And then, hold on, Holy Ghost. I got to hold on until I get another cover. Amen for this one. Now, I lost some of you right there. Lord, help me. Go on. Pharaoh came after them.
Amen.
Sound of the chariot wheels on rocks. Strong winds began to blow around them. When God gets ready to deliver you, there is no obstacle that can stand in your way.
Right.
Hello, somebody.
Right.
Nobody can stop the victory from coming.
Right.
Are you hearing me?
Right.
Nothing can hinder the miracle that God has got for you.
Amen.
No devil in hell can interfere.
Right.
We're on the verge of a mighty move of God, children. Are you hearing me? We're sitting on a revival. God's getting ready to part your Red Sea. Moses began to sing because they were delivered. His song was nothing more than a testimony. Has anybody got a testimony today? You've got a testimony. I've got a testimony. Every one of us in here today has got a testimony. Amen. When they crossed, amen, the Jordan, and they put the rocks, piled them up, and the children would say, "What meaneth these rocks, Daddy?" And Daddy said, "Well, let me tell you about it." It was when the children of God, amen, went across to the other side, and the priest stood, amen, in the edge of it, amen, and the waters parted, amen, and the children of God walked across on dry ground. Amen. Can you imagine walking through a Red Sea, amen, with walls of water piled up, amen, stories high, amen, probably 25 stories high, piled up on each side, and you're walking through and you're looking out. Amen, but you remember one thing. God said He's not going to leave us here. Amen, He wasn't going to leave them at the Red Sea River. Amen, the enemy had forced them to the water. You know why that Pharaoh and his army went into the water? Because the night before, amen, the angels of God stuck His head. Angels of God stuck the head out of the fire and confused them.
Yes.
They were confused. He loosened their lugs on the chariot. While they were sleeping, He loosened their lugs. I can see the angels going down loosening the lugs.
Hallelujah, Jesus. My good God.
That's what our God can do.
Yes.
opportunity to worship as Miriam. Did they do it? No, they didn't. But Miriam was the first one with the tambourine. She began to repeat Moses' song. And all the women went out after her. All of them. One woman began a worship celebration. Can you imagine what one of you can do if you just get carried away, get contagious to this man?
Amen.
The women decided, the woman decided she was going to praise, and praise became contagious. What's so typical about what happened in heaven happens in church? Why is it through that so few really seem to have victory? Because so few choose to have victory. If you want victory today, you can have it. All you see is the negative. What all the people around you see. You know, if I'm negative, if I'm around you long enough, you're right, Brother Watson. You're right. Now you're negative. Now you're negative. Get around somebody else. And four or five of us have done got negative.
Come on. That's right.
And God ain't going to work if you're negative.
No.
I said, God ain't going to work if we're negative. But when we come in here positive. Amen. When we come in here positive. I said, when we come through those doors, back, they're positive. Amen. How you doing today, brother? If it gets any better, I can't take it.
I didn't know that.
I got tired of that old being on our head all the time. I got thinking, and all I had to do is turn it back in our No, that's not why I got the clock.
Listen, Lord.
But we live in such an hour.
Yes.
That glorifying God.
Come on.
Is the answer.
Yes.
To having victory.
Amen.
So many people have problems. And if one of them sitting here today and got some kind of problem.
Amen.
And they seem to have a solution. But there is a solution to every problem.
Right.
When you begin to praise and magnify the Lord, when you begin to operate in the spirit of praise, things begin to change.
Amen.
When you have purpose, or you propose in your heart, that purpose in your heart, that no matter what happens, no matter what goes wrong today, no matter how bad things get.
Right.
Sister Watson was talking to a lady, and she told Sister Watson, she said, I have had a bad day. Sister Watson said, well, I've had a bad week. But Sister Watson was still praising God.
Amen.
Amen. I've had a bad week. Had to wake up. Wake up and take care of me with blood pouring outside of my head. And pillow all in blood. Amen. Called the doctor and took me back. The doctor said, we gotta get deaden all around it again, and we gotta get it where we can get in there, because said, when I get in there, I gotta get it quick where the bleeder is. I said, okay, do whatever you gotta do. And I've got my head open so far, but I'm really worried about you putting something to stop the bleeding. But when she went to put her hand up there, I said, oh! She jumped back and said, oh God, what did I do? I said, I was just kidding. She said, don't do that. You might cause me to have a heart attack. Don't do that to me. That was a good opportunity. Get them that were coming in there frowning and got them to laugh. Praise God. But no matter how bad things get, I'm going to praise the Lord. Things in your life have happened, and it was when you start praising God that things start changing.
Amen.
I don't like anybody to tell. And I'm not going to tell all of it, but Sister Watson and I had went through a bad time in our life somewhere about 40 years ago. Maybe not quite 40, but we went through a bad time. And I told her, coming from church, I said, we are going to worship God. And we're going to worship our way out of this.
Amen.
I want you to dry your tears. I want you not to shed another tear. Amen. We're going to praise God.
Amen.
We went to church, and you know how church folks are. How you doing, Brother Wiseman? And I said, but if it gets any better, I don't think I'm going to be able to handle it. I said, it is going great. They look at me like they think I've lost my mind. But in 90 days, after I told my wife to dry the tears, in 90 days, I owned my own restaurant. Paid for. I owned a brand new car. Paid for. God has been good to me. Somebody said, why are you praising? I praise Him because He's been good to me. He said He would heal my body when I'm sick. He said He would take care of me when I need something. When I need strength, He would strengthen me. Amen. He said, if I need anything, all I've got to do is ask Him, and He will do it. He said, if you ask in faith, believing, and doubt not in your heart, it shall come to pass. I'm telling you, some of you are sitting on a powder keg, that if you would open your mouth, amen, and begin to praise God, amen, what's been bothering you and troubling you, amen, will come to a halt, and God will begin to hear God. Circumstances are. Praise is not dependent on circumstances. Do you hear me? Praise is not dependent on feelings. Forget the emotion and give God what He deserves. I said, forget the emotion and give God what He deserves. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord with a loud voice. Praise God a difference. Praising God makes a difference. It's impossible to praise God in every situation and still be depressed. It's impossible. I praise Him, but I still want to cry. I still want to have a pity party. Let me tell you something about your pity party. A pity you something about the pity party. Jesus hardly ever visits one. Are you hearing me? Jesus hardly ever visits one of your pity parties. He's not going to visit your pity party. Hello, somebody. He don't want you depressed. He don't want you down in the dumps.
Amen.
The Bible said, above all, that He wished that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
Amen.
He wants you to have. You think God wants us to be poor? You think God gets upset because you've got a few dollars in your bank account? No, God's happy. God's happy that you have. Because He knows He was part of that.
Amen. Amen.
You ain't gonna have a bank account, amen, and say that God didn't do it for you and God didn't have nothing to do with it. Because God can take it all at one time. But when you praise God in the middle, Brother Evans, of it all, amen. When you're going through, Brother Evans has went through a bad few months. He has been through it. But guess where he's at this morning? He's in church. Praising God. He's in the house of God worshiping Him. Guess what? That's where he belongs. That's where he should be. Amen. Because he's home having a pity party, God ain't there. But God's here with him today.
Amen.
Misery loves company. Y'all know that? Depressed people can draw a crowd. Different kinds of crowds. Depressed people. Nobody cares. Sympathizers. I've been mistreated too. Just like you have. Then the rubberneckers, onlookers. If someone is constantly walking around depressed, get away from them. Run from them. But if you see somebody raising their hands and worshiping God, do your best to hang around them folks. Amen. You young ladies and one young man, amen. If Jesus only played oils and Pentecostal pimps come around you and they don't know nothing about God, nothing about the Holy Ghost, stay away from them.
Yes.
Get away from them.
Amen.
Brother Aiden, if you get around a girl that don't love God like you do, get away from her.
Yes.
Get away from her.
Yes.
Because they're contagious.
Yes.
And when they're contagious, I told my son, stay away from some of them. Stay away from some.
Yes.
We're living in a crucial life.
Amen.
I'm closing, I promise. I'm not going to hold you too much longer. But can I tell you, Miriam wasn't sitting around sucking her thumb. She grabbed her tambourine. Hello?
Amen.
Where's that coming from? I was saying. Somebody upstairs is enjoying it too, I guess. If you're up there, you need to pay some rent. We just got that. This thing. Test it. The kind of crowd you need to attract. Let me tell you what about a mature church will do. When those people come in that like to drag their long pace around all the time instead of saying, Oh, I feel sorry for you. Their response is, hey, everything is going to be all right. You just got to worship God. You just got to praise God. We get them in here, I've seen them come in. Come in not dressed right. Didn't look right. Amen. Can I tell you, we're not interested. We're not interested in getting a bunch of holy people from somebody else's church. We're interested in getting some lost souls. Amen. And the day goes by, Sister Taylor, God pray for me. That's the anointing now. She prays for me 3 times a day. Probably more than that. Because praise always makes a way, church. And I'm going to close with this, I promise. Psalms of David, bless the Lord of my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Who healeth all thy diseases.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. God knows the devil. They know it. God knows the devil is powerless. You need to realize it today. That the devil is powerless. He can't do anything to you except what God allows him to do. And that psalm said, he's bigger than any mountain. Amen. He's bigger than all my fears. God is bigger. Can I tell you? We need to get out of our temples and begin to worship and to magnify God.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you today. I pray.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pray that God touches you, blesses you. And if you don't hear anything else I said, you need to worship God out of your situation.
Yes. Amen.
Praise God out of your situation.
Yes, you do.
You can do it.
Amen.
You can do it. I'm living proof that you can do it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Let's all stand right here. Praise God. Amen. We're not going to close any service out without letting somebody that wants to come and pray at the altar. The altar is open. Anybody wants to pray. Amen. You can come and pray. You can come and talk to God. And God will come through for you. Somebody say he'll do it again.
He'll do it again.
If he's done it once, he'll do it again.
Amen.
God is greater than any problems that you face. Greater than all your fears.
Yes.
God is greater. God is greater than any situation that you've been going through. God is greater. Whom the Son is made free is free indeed. We're free today. Sing something.